Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
So devotees, Hare Krishna, I hope you can hear me. Ecoute. Yeah. And I hope you speak English too. Otherwise, it'll be a problem.
Now, majority of them understand English.
Multilingual. Okay, well, I'm so happy to be here with you all. I heard a little bit about these programs. Vyasadev Prabhu told me some things, a little bit. And so I was thinking, what should we talk about? What should we discuss? What would be appropriate? And I thought maybe something to do with the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in his youth, when he was, yeah, like your age, basically. We have Rasika Prabhu here. He is the eternal youth. You wouldn't think that he's 25, would you? He looks like he's just 21. Actually, he's 35, but he's just so full of vitality and youthful energy. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya, his pastimes in Navadvipa at least, they're divided into three main periods. There's the childhood pastimes, when he was just like a little boy. Then the pastimes when he was a student. And then the pastimes, it's kind of more like after his father passed away. And then he started manifesting himself. Because he hid himself. Means as a devotee or as the Supreme Lord, up until the time his father passed away. Then he went to Gaya to do the last rites, and he met Ishvara Puri, who he'd already met, but they really, their relationship became much deeper, and Lord Chaitanya was instructed by Ishvara Puri to chant, and he really started getting into the chanting, and Ishvara Puri initiated him. So then he came back after all of that, you could say, like a God-intoxicated person, Krishna-intoxicated person, and it was just a very major change. So those are the pastimes in his youth. Yeah. Basically from the time his father passed away and he started manifesting himself. You know, as a child, like preschool stage, Lord Chaitanya was mischievous. Sometimes children are mischievous. Are you mischievous? No, I didn't think you were. I think you've got past that stage. Really. But he was, sure, he did some extraordinary things. Like, just one example. the ladies would come and gather at the house of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi. They'd gather and they'd all just be around little Nimai, little Lord Chaitanya as a little child, because he was just so attractive. So just incredibly attractive. They're just totally fascinated with him. And one time, there's so many pastimes, but just one I can mention. One time, Lord Chaitanya, as a little child, well, what happened was, the ladies were there, and they gathered around, and, you know, sometimes ladies, they sit around and talk a lot. Have you heard about that? He's heard about that. But not in Mauritius, and not the devotees. But anyway, so they were not doing that. They were just gathered around Lord Chaitanya. And suddenly, a big cobra came. And sort of like at the end of the yard, out by the gate, and they're all here by the house, by the entrance, and little Nimai's there. And this big cobra came across and started approaching. And little Nimai turned around and he saw the cobra. And he said, "Look, nice snake. Oh, very nice." And he started running, and the ladies just running towards the snake to embrace the snake. And the ladies just caught him and just took him inside and closed the door. And they thought, "Sure, we just saved his life today." So anyway, things were going on inside the house now. And the ladies, anyway, life was going on. And the ladies, suddenly they looked around and they realized, what? Nimai was not there. Whoa, what happened to Nimai? And they looked out and there was Nimai down at the end of the yard holding the snake, this big cobra. Holding it, and the snake is like this. You know how cobras, they move like that, back and forth. Cobras like this. And the poor ladies, it was too much. It was just too much. They didn't know whether to die, have nervous breakdowns, scream. They were just too bewildered. And Nimai, holding the snake, he turned to them and said, "Look, nice snake. He's my friend. Very nice." And he embraced the snake. And the poor ladies, some of them were fainting. Some of them were just crying. A few of them were screaming. It was really quite a situation. And then that big cobra down at the end of the yard, he coiled up. Now he's like 3 meters long or more, really, as cobras go, really big. And he coiled up. And there he is now, and his head's up like this. And Nimai lay on the coil. He just lay there. And he waved to the ladies, "Look, nice snake." And the poor ladies didn't know what to do. And then the cobra went. And the ladies afterwards, they were discussing this with each other. It was just such a devastating experience. They're just talking about it. How was Nimai saved? And one of the ladies said, "You know, that cobra, when he was coiled up, Nimai was lying on him. He looked like Anantashesh." And our acharyas make the point it was Anantashesh. He had come to see his Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. So when Lord Chaitanya was like preschool, there are all these, I mean, there are many amazing events. And then so that's the first part. Then the second part is his, like, not babyhood, but childhood, meaning school time. And there are many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya at that stage in his life. Are you going to school? How old are you? 10. Okay. So anyway, there are many pastimes. Like, well, he's going to school, and with him was Gadadhar Pandit in the same class. Gadadhar from the Panchatattva. And they were close. And Jagadananda Pandit and some others. Mukunda. They're all in the same class. They're all almost exactly the same age. And Gadadhar, these others, Jagadananda, Mukunda, they're all devotees. Even though they're, you know, just young people. And you don't expect so much in terms of serious Krishna consciousness. But they were really serious devotees. Really serious devotees. And they would preach. And they would preach to Lord Chaitanya sometimes. You should become a devotee. Lord Chaitanya was very brilliant at school. Very brilliant. Just completely, totally mind-boggling. They would debate. They would do different things, but sometimes they'd debate. And they'd have to take different positions in the debate, argue different points. And sometimes they'd argue a point like, it is not day, it is night. I don't know if you noticed. It is not day, it is night. And Lord Chaitanya would argue that. And the other person would argue, it is not night, it is day. And you'd think, well, look, it's obvious. How can you have a debate like that? But Lord Chaitanya would debate that it is not day, it is night. And he would win. Completely win. Just completely destroy the other boy's arguments to the point that the boy said, yes, all right, it is not day, it is night. And then Lord Chaitanya would say, what are you talking about? Look, it is not night, it's day. And the boy, what? Oh. And then Lord Chaitanya would argue that and defeat him completely. And the boy would agree, all right, it's day, it's not night. And then Lord Chaitanya would say, no, wait. It is neither day nor night. What? What is this? And the boy, you know, it's the middle of the day. The boy would try to argue against, you know, that it's not day or night. And Lord Chaitanya would just destroy him completely and make him look like an idiot. These were some of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Right. As a schoolboy. But Gadadhar, Jagadananda, Mukunda, and various others, Vasudev Dutt, they're all in the same class. And Lord Chaitanya, well, sometimes they would approach him and say, Nimai, come on, become a devotee. You'll make a good devotee. You can preach and convince people. It's so nice. Come and chant with us. And Nima, young Lord Chaitanya, would say, what? Come and chant with you? And jump up and down, hurry ball, hurry ball. You're not going to catch me doing that. And the boys, wow, they get so disappointed. And just time and time again, this type of thing would happen. And then one day, Mukunda approached Lord Chaitanya after Lord Chaitanya had totally defeated him in an argument. Like, you know, an argument like 1 + 1 = 2. And one has to say yes, and the other has to say no. So Lord Chaitanya would say no, and he would completely defeat the boy. Completely. Till the boy agreed, all right, 1 + 1 = 2. It's very amazing, the expertise of Lord Chaitanya. So they met in the street afterwards, and Lord Chaitanya told Mukunda, you almost defeated me today, which was not true at all. You know, that was very close. Phew, I thought I was finished there. And Mukunda said, you know, look, you're so intelligent. None of us can defeat you. You should become a devotee. Please, become a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya, much to the great surprise of Mukunda, he was almost shocked completely. Lord Chaitanya said, all right, I'll become a devotee then, if you really want. And Mukunda thought, what? This is too good to be true. See, she wants to come and hear the Chaitanya Katha. Oh dear. You know the story when Lord Chaitanya had a puppy dog? Anyway, I'll talk about that some other time. But this time, Lord Chaitanya Nimai said, all right, okay. You keep saying I must become a devotee, I have to become a devotee. All right. I'll become a devotee. And Mukunda thought, wow, this is the greatest day of my life. This is just so wonderful. But then Lord Chaitanya said, you know, when I become a devotee, I will become such a devotee. You will never have seen a devotee like me. And Mukunda thought, what? What's he saying now? Lord Chaitanya said, Nimai, he said, I'll become such a devotee. I will become the greatest devotee of all time. And Mukunda thought, oh no, he's so puffed up. And Nimai said, I will become such a great devotee. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will come in person to take the dust from my lotus feet. And Mukunda thought, oh no, he's too much. He's just too much. Why can't you just become an ordinary devotee? And Lord Chaitanya said, all right, you want me to become a devotee? All right, I'm going to become a devotee. And poor Mukunda walked away just not knowing what to think at all. So anyway, then when Lord Chaitanya was sort of what would he must have been, around coming up to 20, he was already married to his first wife, Lakshmi Priya. Although he's young, you know, he's very young, just plus or minus maybe 19, 20. Then his father passed away. And, you know, it's a long story, but basically, Lord Chaitanya, actually, while his father was still living, in the last year of his father's life, Ishvara Puri came and visited, and Lord Chaitanya was very, very impressed with Ishvara Puri. And a special incident happened. Let me just tell you this one also. I mean, it's slightly technical. Ishvara Puri noted that Nimai was already a very expert Sanskrit scholar. Very expert. And Ishvara Puri said, you know, I've written a book. It's called Sri Krishna Vijay. I want you to check it for me and see, you know, is it right? Is the grammar right? Is just the meaning right? Is it okay or should I change it? And Lord Chaitanya was so impressed with Ishvara Puri. Nimai, he said, no, I can't do that. It would be an offense to try to correct you. I'm sure it's just glorious. And Ishvara Puri said, no, 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 no. Because he understood, actually, who Nimai was. He said, no, you please check it. Please do me a favor. So Lord Chaitanya checked it. And the next morning he came back and said, you know, I found a mistake. I won't go into the details, but in Sanskrit grammar, there is what is called Atmanepad and Parasmaipad. They're two, like, grammatical arrangements for expressing similar things. But in certain contexts, you use one system. In other contexts, you use another system. And Lord Chaitanya came back the next morning and said, you know, look, here, you have used the Atmanepad system, but really it would be better to use the Parasmaipad. And Ishvara Puri looked at it and said, no, you're wrong. What you're saying is wrong. Take it home again and look at it again. And Lord Chaitanya took it home again and looked at it again, and he realized, wow, he was right. It should just be Atmanepad, which is what it is. And my idea that it should be Parasmaipad, that was wrong. And he came back the next morning and apologized to Ishvara Puri. And he told Ishvara Puri, you are the first person who has ever defeated me. No one has ever come anywhere near defeating me, but you have done it.
Sorry.
Haribol.
Sorry.
Was it the theme song for Dilwale Dulhana Le Jayenge? I'm sure it wasn't. So then Lord Chaitanya decided to accept Ishvara Puri then as his spiritual master. And then his father passed away some, like, less than a year later. And then he went to Gaya to do the last rites and met Ishvara Puri, was initiated, instructed to chant the holy names, came back, and he was like a madman in Krishna consciousness. Just a madman. And he continued teaching Sanskrit. Yeah. After his father's passed away. So these are his youthful pastimes now. He continued teaching Sanskrit, but he developed his own system of Sanskrit grammar. You know, it's probably very unlikely that many of you, and even myself, I don't understand Sanskrit grammar much, but a little bit. But what he did, he took the basic grammar and renamed everything with Krishna conscious names, all the different rules. And the one I remember in particular, which it's a really good one, is that in Sanskrit grammar, do you know anything about Sanskrit grammar? Not so much? Okay. In Sanskrit grammar, when two words meet, yeah, then the end of the first word and or the beginning of the second word may change. They may not, also depends what letters are there, but they may change. That is called sandhi. Sandhi. Sandhi literally means meeting. Yep. Like, you know, when we sing the Gauravastakam, are you familiar with the Gauravastakam, Ashwin? Vande Guru Sri Char, Samsara Dava Nalalita Loka, and so on. The last verse, what does it say? Dhyayam stuvams yashas trisandhyam. At three sandhis in the day, I will meditate, dhyayam, meditate on the spiritual master. That means the three times the Brahmins chant Gayatri. So three sandhis, three, when morning meets day, well, no, when night meets morning, when morning meets afternoon, when afternoon meets night, these are the three sandhis when Brahmins are meant to chant Gayatri. So anyway, there are rules of sandhi, and I don't want to, you know, complicate things too much, but you know, we chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo. Actually, it's Om Namaha Vasudevaya. But through sandhi, aha, before va becomes o. You just learnt a little sandhi. Or Om Namo Shivaya. It's Om Namaha. But aha before sh also becomes o. So you get these changes, and these are the rules of sandhi. So Lord Chaitanya, he made this rule that when, that, you know, different groups of letters, like we have vowels and consonants, you know about that in English language, vowels and consonants. In Sanskrit, you have a number of different groups. So one group is called Vishnu Janas, the people of Vishnu. Another group is called the, you know, I forget exactly, but the Bhaktas, the devotees. So the rule of sandhi, of how when a Vishnu Jana meets a Bhakta, you know what it's called? Sadhu Sangha. It's really transcendentally cool, actually, the way he did it. Yeah. And so it's easy to remember. Like, here we have a Vishnu Jana, here's a Bhakta, they meet. Sadhu Sangha. That's the type of rule, what happens to the letters. Anyway, sorry, I hope I didn't lose you on that. But, so, where were we? Lord Chaitanya. Oh, yeah. So then he came back. Yeah, and he was teaching Sanskrit. So, you know, the first major pastime of Lord Chaitanya in his youth was the meeting with Keshava Kashmiri. You've heard of that? Keshava Kashmiri was a big scholar and big Sanskrit scholar, and he would travel around and debate with people and defeat them. Yeah, and then they'd have to surrender to him. So he came to Navadvip, and all the local scholars, when they heard that Keshava Kashmiri has come, they all suddenly they realized, whoops, important appointment, I have to go. They all just headed for the hills and disappeared. And the only Sanskrit scholar left was Nimai. Yeah. And so Keshava Kashmiri came to meet Nimai, Lord Chaitanya. And he's, you know, he's really like this pompous, arrogant fellow. Like, he came up to Lord Chaitanya and said, "Oh, you are Nimai Pandit. I hear you are quite good in beginner's Sanskrit grammar." Like insulting him. And Lord Chaitanya said, "You know, compared to you, I'm nothing." Lord Chaitanya said, "I am not qualified to become the student of your student." And Keshav Kashmiri thought, "Yes." "Very good. You have recognized me." So Lord Chaitanya was just very humble, very humble. And he told this Keshava Kashmiri, "You know, I've heard you are such a great scholar and poet. Would you be so merciful and so kind? Could you compose a little poetry for us here so we can hear just how, just what a magnificent personality you are?" And Keshav Kashmiri thought, "Yes, I will show you." So on the spot, he composed 100 verses glorifying Mother Ganges right there and just recited them off. That's amazing, actually. And then he said to Lord Chaitanya, to Nimai, "What did you think of that?" Expecting Nimai to say, "Wow, you've just completely blown my mind." But Nimai, you know, he's like, you could say, Mr. Cool. He's Mr. Super Cool. He said, "Well, except for the mistakes, it was really nice." What a reply. And the man, Keshav Kashmiri, said, "What do you mean except for the mistakes? There were no mistakes." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Actually, there were hundreds of mistakes. But let me just show you the mistakes in one verse." So Lord Chaitanya, from memory, recited, I think it was the 67th verse out of 100. He'd never heard it before. He recited this, I think, the 67th verbatim. And Keshav Kashmiri was astonished. "How did you memorize that?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "No problem, I memorized the whole thing." And then Lord Chaitanya said, "You know, in this verse, you have glorified Mother Ganges, which," let's see, what is it? Something like, "comes from or lands on the head of Lord Shiva and comes down into the universe. So that verse was talking about how Lord Shiva catches the Ganges and lessens the impact as it falls through the universe. And he described Lord Shiva, Keshav Kashmiri, in that verse as, you know what? Are you familiar with this? You know this pastime? Bhavani Bhartu. Lord Shiva is Bhavani Bhartu. Bhava is Lord Shiva. Bhavani is Durga. And Bhartu means the husband. So Lord Shiva is Bhavani Bhartu. Literally it means Lord Shiva is the husband of the wife, or he is the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. It sounds like Durga has two husbands. Yeah. This is improper. And he pointed this out. And a few other things in that one verse. And Keshav Kashmiri just couldn't believe it. He didn't know what to say, what to do, what to think. And he became desperate. And he thought, I got to say something else. to impress them. I got to say something. What shall I say? And he started speaking something, you know, sort of high sounding. But it came out like, I will not say like Mauritian Creole compared to French, but maybe like Afrikaans compared to Dutch or something. Anyway, it came out like nonsense. Like he's speaking some, in English we say, double Dutch. Like, wah, 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 wah. And all the students, they looked at him like, wow, what happened to you? And they started laughing. And Lord Chaitanya stopped them, said, no, don't you laugh. He's a great personality. And Keshav Kashmiri couldn't understand, what happened to me? What? I lost my mind. But then he thought again, I must try again. And again he tried to speak something clever. But it came out like rubbish. Sort of like, anyway, I won't say baby talk, but, you know, just nonsense, real nonsense. And the Lord Chaitanya's students, they just sat there like this. They didn't laugh, because Lord Chaitanya had told them not to laugh. But they were thinking, wow, this man, he has lost it completely. And then he left. Keshav Kashmiri left and he went home, went to wherever he was staying. And he was a devotee of Saraswati. And he would actually speak with Saraswati and she would speak with him. So that night he prayed to her that, what have you done? What have I done? Why are you treating me like this? Why have you done this? She appeared in his dream that night and said, I have done this because you were trying to mock my Lord. This Nimai Pandit, he is my Lord. He is the Supreme Lord. Yeah. So the next day, Keshav Kashmiri came back and surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu King. But we haven't finished yet. Well, I mean, we can if you like. But I was thinking of saying something else too. That there were some interesting incidents. While Lord Chaitanya was in this youthful period, means from like sort of 18, 19, whatever it was when his father passed away, until he took sannyas, which was when he was 24, almost 25. Anyway, it was around that time. For example, Lord Chaitanya, as now a youth, meaning sort of early 20s, he got together with the devotees, because now he's a devotee. And they're having kirtan every night in the courtyard of Shiva's Thakur. And, you know, it was an open courtyard, but with buildings all around. So people couldn't get in, but the noise came out. And people just all over, they could hear it. Really amazing kirtans. So, one night, one Brahmin, rather puffed up Brahmin, he came and he wanted to hear the kirtan. Well, I mean, he wanted to go in and see it. He wasn't a devotee, he didn't want to really take part, but at least he wanted to go in and see it. But he couldn't get in. And he got really upset. He got really angry. And let's just see here. The next day he met Lord Chaitanya by the Ganges. And he said, you know, why didn't you let me in? I'm a Brahmin. I'm your senior. You didn't let me in. It's very bad. You're not a good person. Yes. And he cursed him. I shall now curse you, for your behavior has greatly aggrieved me. So he cursed the Lord. You will be bereft of all material enjoyment. I curse you. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he felt great jubilation. He was so happy. He was just so happy. And it's just a very brief story. It's just like 3 or 4 verses, or 2 or 3 even, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he comments here, Prabhura Shapa Varta Ye Shune Shradavan Brahma Shapa Haite Tara Haya Paritran. You understand that? You do? Wow. We have an advanced devotee. Any faithful person who hears of this Brahmin's cursing Lord Chaitanya is delivered from all Brahminical curses. So I hope you were listening and you weren't just daydreaming about, you know, what time's he going to finish and what's on TV later today and things like that. If you heard it nicely, then you're delivered from all Brahminical curses. That's what he says. Yeah. So, Lord Chaitanya in his youth, this time after his father passed away, he was preaching, actually. He was preaching. They had the Mahaprakash Leela. You know about the Mahaprakash Leela? Okay. Mahaprakash Leela, or Shata Prahariya Bhava, is Lord Chaitanya. It's the pastime of the ecstasy for 21 hours. Lord Chaitanya, during the kirtan in Shivas Thakur's house, he moved the Shalagram Shila aside. You know, you'd have a hard time moving them aside. Yeah. There's so many. But there was only one. And he moved the Shalagram Shila aside. He sat on the altar. And he called all the devotees. And revealed to them how he had associated with them previously, in his previous appearances, or even in this appearance, but they hadn't known who he was. And he called all of them one by one, one by one, one by one, and he revealed all these things. Like to Murari Gupta, "You are Hanuman." And Murari Gupta saw, "Wow, I am." So he was revealing all these things to all the devotees. Really amazing. For more than 20 hours. And then he stopped after 21 hours. And he told Srivas, "That's it, finished." And Srivas said, "Wait a minute. There's one more. Maybe you forgot. There's one devotee, one more. Very nice devotee you didn't call. Just call him and then you can finish. Call Mukunda." And Lord Chaitanya said, "What? Mukunda? You want me to call Mukunda? I'm not calling Mukunda. I don't want to see him." And Srivas was shocked. You know, what happened? Because Mukunda is such a nice devotee. He leads kirtan. When Mukunda would lead kirtan, rocks would melt. I know Rasika Prabhu leads very nice kirtan. Did you ever see a rock melt when he led kirtan?
People,
not yet.
People run away.
One time?
Yes.
So, yeah, he's just so wonderful. Why are you upset? And Lord Chaitanya said, he lives with non-devotees, different types, Shivites, Durga worshippers, impersonalists, Ganesh worshippers, worshippers of, what's his name? Muruga, worshippers of Madhraviran. You have Madhraviran here? He's for the Tamils. Anyway. Yeah, and when he's with them, he always acts like them. When he's with the Shivites, they say, "Om Namo Shivaya." And he says, "Yes, Om Namo Shivaya." When he's with the Durga worshippers, they say, "Durga Stu Bhagavan Swayam." And he says, "Yes, Durga Stu Bhagavan Swayam." When he's with the Mayavadis, they say, "It's all one." And he says, "You're right, it's all one." So he's like that. Whoever he's with, he acts like he's one of them. So when he's with us, he acts like he's a devotee. But he's not, really. And Lord Chaitanya said, he's like a person who approaches you. And in one hand, he has a nice flower. And he says, "Here, take the flower." But his other hand is behind his back. He has a club. And, you know, take the nice flower. You take it, out comes the club. Bang. This is the type of person he is, Lord Chaitanya said. This is the type of person he is. And I will not see him again, ever. Never. Mukunda's just outside. And he heard this, and it's too much. I'll never see my Lord again. Oh no. And he just became overwhelmed. And Srivas is in a state of shock. Having heard this from Lord Chaitanya, he went outside and there's Mukunda. And Mukunda begged him, "Please tell our Lord. I only do that because I have to live with these people. Otherwise, we'll just be fighting all the time. It'll be impossible. So just to keep the peace, I say these things. but I don't mean it. So it's a bit of a long story, but, well, Srivas went back and he started speaking to Lord Chaitanya, trying to explain. And Lord Chaitanya said, listen, you mention the name of Mukunda again, you will never see me again. Whoa. It's just, you know, it's very, very heavy. So Mukunda, I mean, Srivas is just totally shocked. He went out and Mukunda begged him, please, please, please. So Srivas took a chance, lived dangerously. He went out and he approached Lord Chaitanya again. At that, you know, he really is a nice devotee. Please be merciful. Your Patita Pavana, and like this. And Lord Chaitanya said, all right, all right, all right. You can tell him. He can see me after 10 million lifetimes. When Mukunda heard that, just sitting outside, he became so ecstatic, so totally blissful, totally overwhelmed. He just started dancing and singing and jumping and rolling and just shouting out, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I will see my Lord, I will see. And Lord Chaitanya heard this. And he asked Srivas, what's going on out there? And Srivas said, well, it's Mukunda. He's happy to hear. He's so happy to hear. He'll see you after 10 million lifetimes. And Lord Chaitanya said, ah, just bring him here now. So they went out to get Mukunda, but they couldn't catch him. He was jumping and rolling and running and flying so much they couldn't catch him. They caught him eventually and they brought him. And Lord Chaitanya said, I was just testing you. I was just testing you. He said, actually, I don't care what you do to me, Lord Chaitanya said. You are like my little son. You'll always be with me. And Lord Chaitanya blessed him. You will always be with me and you will always sing with me. And, well, I should have told you this before we started telling the pastime, but this is Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavandas Thakur says that anyone who hears this pastime attentively, not thinking about what's for prasadam, when's he going to stop, or what, you know, anything else. Anyone who hears this pastime attentively, just as Mukunda was blessed by Lord Chaitanya, you'll always be with me, you'll always sing with me. Anyone who hears this pastime attentively will sing with Mukunda and Lord Chaitanya. Yes. And anyone who hears this pastime attentively will meet Lord Chaitanya face to face. Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu King. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu King. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu King. Srila Prabhupada King. Ka Premanande. Hare Krishna. Okay.
Very happy. Nice.
Good. We tell stories.
They're transcendental stories.
Sure.
Not same.
It's transcendental. What should we do now?
It's when you are, if you want to do kirtan, you can do.
They all
if you want to do katha, you can continue on.
They all had prasad, right?
They all have prasad. Most of them. Maybe two of them. Sadna.
Okay, we can have a little kirtan. Should we sit? Continue sitting? Are you comfortable?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
All right.